This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Chinese officials are calling it a terrorist attack. Early this morning in the western city of Urumqi, 31 people were killed and at least 90 others injured when vehicles plowed into a crowded market and then exploded. It's the latest in a series of attacks in China. We now go to Marketplace's chief correspondent in China, Rob Schmitz, for details. Rob, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Now, this isn't the first attack we've seen from China this year that has been blamed on terrorists.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, in March, we saw a terrible knife attack in southwest China. And just a few weeks ago, there was a bombing and knife attack at a train station in Urumqi, the site of today's attack. China's government blamed these previous attacks on Uyghur separatists. Uyghurs are an ethnic Muslim minority who live in China's big northwest region of Xinjiang. It's a Chinese province roughly the size of Alaska, bordering Central Asia. China has so far not blamed any particular group for today's attack, but the details of the attack are the hallmarks of a terrorist attack.
Any sense of the catalyst for this? Why now?
You know, it's hard to know. Today's attack comes a week after the trial runs for a line that will connect Xinjiang with the rest of China by high-speed rail for the first time. Now this new train will reduce what was a trip that took days into hours, and that really underscores China's political control over this region, and that extends, of course, to economic control. In the past, when I've made trips to Xinjiang, many Uyghurs there have told me they feel left behind when it comes to China's economic boom.
Now that it seems likely that China has a terrorism problem of its own, how do you think the government there will handle this?
Well, we've already seen enhanced security at train stations and outdoor malls here in Shanghai. And if you think security post 9/11 in the U.S. was tough, I think China, with its lack of civil protections, will be even more draconian. One interesting thing I've noticed is that China's state-run media is not drawing too much attention to today's attack. So one way China's fighting its war on terror is that it's not talking about it very much, which on one side is a reminder of the lack of the freedom of the press here, but on the other shows a refusal to broadcast that terror to the people.
Marketplace's Rob Schmitz in Shanghai. Thank you.
Thanks, David.